Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Today is a beautiful day, a beautiful day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praises be to the Most High Yah. I hope everybody had a wonderful Sabbath yesterday. The rest of it, what was left, I enjoyed myself. Need to get some rest, some much needed rest. And just want to know if you can hear me. Somebody can hear me, brother. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push 1. All right, there he is. All right, let me speak to him. And I think, Shalom, Brother Uriah, how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing really good today. Thanks.
Good. I'm good. Oh, I have an announcement to make, too. I want you guys to pray for Brother Uriah Shalom. He's in the hospital. So pray for him.
Oh, will do. Will do.
Prayer, you know, we got to keep him prayed up. Everybody give him, send prayers up for him, you know, because we want him to get better. Brother William, shalom, shalom to you. How are you doing today? Hope all is well with you as well. We just trying to get through this. You know, this is some trying times, but we're going to make it through. We're going to make it through all day long. But, you know, they sending these viruses and stuff out on people and doing all kind of stuff. You know, they just determined to make sure they get everybody sick. They trying their best, you know, but he does not have COVID. So, you know, we just want to put that out there. But please keep him in your prayers, you know, him and Sister Rachel and his family and his brother and all of them, keep them in your prayers, you know, but we just got to keep praying. We got to keep on praying, you know, because this is real serious here. You know, when you know they targeted a certain group of people, it just, you know, you hate to be a conspiracy theorist. You just really hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but geez, you know, man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, and then it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. But we'll survive it. We just got to keep on trusting in Yah. You know, keep on trusting in the Most High Yah. And hopefully, you know, we know everything is going to be okay. All praises to him. But I just wanted to say, yesterday, I enjoyed that class yesterday. You know, I really did enjoy everything about that class yesterday. It was a blessing. You know, everything, it went better than I thought it did. You know, and I think everybody else had enjoyed it too, because it was a lot of good information that was passed on yesterday from the class. What'd you think, Brother Uriah, about that class yesterday? I noticed you was kind of quiet. You didn't say a whole lot.
No, I was kind of surprised. Some of the scriptures that were brought out yesterday that really validate a female deity there. So I was pretty much convinced of those scriptures. So, yeah, it was a good class.
Ain't that something?
Really
mm-hmm. Yeah, that is there. You know, and just understanding it all. That's all we trying to do is understand it, you know, make it, you know, because for so long we've been given so much information that we've had to weed through that just wasn't correct. And the more, you know, I sit here and I think, it's like we're living in a simulated experiment, you know, and everything that is around us has been fed to us is from a different perspective. And it's like when you look at this stuff, ain't none of this stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to live your life as a conspiracy theorist because everybody else goes along with it. They like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why you see anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that either. And it's like, if you knew how it was supposed to go, you wouldn't say that. But, you know, the more and more we try to bring information to the light, the more we seem like we the weirdos. For real. And it's like, geez.
Yeah, we've been groomed so long with some of the wrong information that sometimes when we get the right information, it's hard for us to believe it. A lot of the times.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Our people don't care.
Right.
They don't care. I remember I was with my daughter one day and she was eating this wing, this chicken finger in the car. And I was like, that is an awfully big chicken finger. And I was like, what kind of animal is that? And she kept chewing. She was like, I don't know, it's hawk or something. And I'm like, hawk? And she kept eating it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, but we have been so conditioned that whatever they give us is okay. You know, that they know what's best for us and that they would never do anything to hurt us. And we are really public enemy number one, in my opinion. And she just kept on eating. I kind of looked at her with my eyebrow raised like, okay. And she just kept doing so. I was like, oh. You know. So I didn't say too much of nothing else about it because it was like, mm. You know. Mm-mm. But, you know, you can't tell them nothing no different. It's like, you know, how do you tell? Like I told her the other day, I said, look. I said, the Most High made all the animals, didn't he? I said, he made the birds and the fish and all the animals, didn't he? She said, yeah. I said, and he made each one of those animals for a purpose, didn't he? She said, yeah. I said, so when he tells you don't eat certain animals, it's for a reason. I said, and just because they have commercials and they dipping it in butter and they dipping it in cocktail sauce and they making it look real pretty on TV, that's the same animal that he's advising you not to eat because that animal's unclean. I said, don't that kind of make sense to you? She was like, well, yeah, when you put it like that. I said, so when he tells you don't eat something, don't eat it. It don't matter whether you smothered in onions and you add a little gravy on top of it, it's still unclean. And, you know, you have to kind of talk to these people that way for them to get it because they would think it was something wrong with you. You always got something wrong with something. We ain't supposed to eat this and we ain't supposed to eat that. And it's like, he told you not to eat it. You know, just because you dipping it in cocktail sauce don't make it right, it's still unclean. So I found myself going through a lot of that here lately. And after a while, you just want to keep your mouth shut, but you can't. You still got to tell them. You got to tell them. And they don't want to hear it. It's like, I still got to tell you. Don't eat it. And then my family get mad at me because they want to come to events and they want to bring a dish and cook. And it's like, no, I can't eat nothing coming out of your house. I can't. I cannot do it. I don't know what's in it. I ain't going to be able to do it. And then they get an attitude, especially the women. It's like, mm-mm, no. I ain't going to be able to do that. So the more you take a stand for what's right, the more you're the outcast of everything. You know? And after a while, you just stop talking. You be like, well, okay, whatever. Why you don't ever come to none we haven't? Because I can't. Because most of the time, it's on the Sabbath. And I can't break the Sabbath. I can't do that. Now, when you start having something on Sundays, then we can come. But I'm not going to break the Sabbath to come to your wedding or your birthday party. I'm not going to be able to do that. And those are the things that set us apart, and those are the things that will be identifiers for us, and those are the things that the Most High has told us to do. Because we are not supposed to be like everybody else and do like everybody else. We're just not supposed to. No? We're not supposed to. And, you know, and the more that we live in and it becomes normal for us, you know, it condemns the people around us. It really does. It's just unfortunate. I don't know if I see Brother Rashalam or Sister Rachel. If you guys want to push one or somebody there want to push one, we'd like to know how things are going, you know, and everything. But, yeah, we went through it. Hold on, I think I see him. Area code 748, your mic is open, you're on the air.
You hear me? Y'all in there?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. How is Brother Yerushalayim doing?
Well, we're in the hospital right now. He's in ICU, and I'm just sitting here by his bedside. We listened to the Blog Talk Radio show, because he said he wanted to listen to it. So I'm not going to be with you guys. I'm just going to be on mute.
So okay,
y'all just keep up in y'all prayer, okay?
Oh, most definitely we will. We definitely will. Sure, for sure. All right. To tell him we say shalom, shalom, and we'll be praying for real. All right. Yep, so, I mean, you know, we got to pray, y'all. I mean, for real, this is, you know, stuff is happening to us, but it's going to be all right. Because what it say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but y'all shall deliver us out of them all. You know, we just got to keep praying. Pray without ceasing. It don't stop. It really don't stop. It's something we have got to continue to do. Because the enemy is all, like the sister said yesterday, the enemy is always over in our stuff trying to make us, what we're doing, seem irrelevant. Are always causing problems with what we're doing because they want to make sure that we don't do what we need to do to support Yah. All the time. Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just had another take on that Genesis thing. Is if you look at 1 through chapter 1, it's Yah, it's saying God did this, God did that. Then when you get to chapter 2, and you look at verse 2 and 4, after 7 days, it says these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God. Now we deal with the Lord God, and then verse 5 says. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every earth field before it grew, for the Lord God did not cause it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. So that's right there, point to a whole other man than the one in 1:26.
Mm-hmm.
Comment.
We appreciate that. Yep. So I understand that. I appreciate your comment. So I mean, that's where we are today. You know, we just have to continue to pray and continue to hold fast to what we believe and move on, you know, to greater things, you know, because we got to move out. We got to keep it moving and trust Yah with all the things that he's doing. And, you know, give him a chance, you know, because he's going to fix it. He definitely is going to fix it. You know, and we, for Brother Yerushalayim and Sister Rachel, we did put the class yesterday up on the internet, so it is on YouTube. It's the latest one we put up there, and it was really a good class. It really was a good class. You know, we really did go into a lot of detail. We're gonna do part two next week and move forward with part two next week. So we hope that you guys get a chance to listen to that and, you know, meditate and all that kind of good stuff. You know, all praises be to the Most High, Yah. Go ahead, Brother Uriah. I'm sorry, that's what I was
meant to say. I was just going to say, not only the class is good, but your opening was also good when you asked the question about our relationship, to be sure our relationship is better with the Lord now than it was before. So that was a good opening, and it caused me to think about a lot of things.
Well, yeah, but you know why I say that is because, like I said, in Christianity, you know, we had this spiritualism that was attached to us, you know, believing that what we were doing was correct. You know, the way we worship was correct. You know, how we went about our worshiping the deity in Christianity was correct. And you had this, it was almost like a spiritual euphoria over you, that you had a righteousness, that you had basically arrived at a certain righteousness, you know, and then for the Most High to step into your reality and shake everything up, it was a shock for a minute. You know, so the first thing that you wanted to do was you had to go research to find out what was right and what was wrong. And you can spend years researching and years putting scriptures together and years trying to learn about this thing. But the spiritual part of it sometimes get lost because you're so busy trying to make sense of everything and understand everything and be aware of everything that you forget the prayer life. You forget the fasting. You forget the communication with Yah. You forget those things. And you're not as diligent as you were when you were in Christianity, because in Christianity we felt like we had it all figured out. But over here we say, okay, now let me unlearn to learn. And then you start learning, and you're in such shock that the things that you thought you knew weren't true that you forget about praying to Yah. You forget about, you know, the prayer life and the fasting and the, you know, and then you have to implement those things back to regain the right relationship with the right Elohim. And that's all I was saying, you know, was that you have to ask yourself, you know, am I doing that? Did I just let that part of it go? Or do I have it balanced out to the point where I'm okay with where I'm at now? No. And that was the question, you know, because you really have to ask yourself that question. You know, am I really okay with where I'm at? Okay, I know I'm an Israelite. I know how we got here. I know what happened. I know he come to get us. But do I really have that prayer life that I had when I, like I said, I used to get up at 5 in the morning and speak in tongues for an hour before I went to work. And commanded the room with the word of Yah and had results to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? So when you understand those things, you have a better understanding, and then you have a better sense of power, but are we really using it like we should? Spoke the word, did what the word told us to do. You know, we did everything we were supposed to do. But then we come over here, and it's so much other emotional stuff we have to go through. You know, you have to get past the hatred, and then you have to get past the revenge, and then you have to get past the, you know, all of the feelings that you feel when you realize that there will be restitution for the things that we have endured as a people. You have to get past those levels. You know, and then once everything levels out, do you really have that prayer life that you had when whatever denomination you was in, you have now? Because you can't let that go. And I think that once we understand that and we get that part together, that's when we'll begin to see more results. Because I see results now. You know, I see results now. But I think everybody is so tired now that they know that there's an outcome, and now that they know that there's an exit strategy, everybody is so tired of this that the only prayer they have now is, please come get us. We're ready to go, you know. I mean, I bet he hear that more now than he has ever heard it before. Like, please come get us now. You know, we ready to go. You know, but it you know, we still have to have that relationship with him, because he's not going to come until the appointed time, because everything has an appointed time. You know, so that's why I asked the question, and I opened the question up to some of you people who weren't on the call yesterday and didn't make the call yesterday, you know, the class yesterday. Do you feel like now that your spiritual life is better and it's where it should be? And not the knowledge, not the spiritual knowledge, but the spiritual prayer and the fasting and the this and the that. Do you think that it is, you know, at a different place, but more enhanced than it was, you know, when you were in Christianity? You know, do you, you know, because, like I said, it's one thing to know the scriptures and understand the scriptures and get in the scriptures, but, and to know what happened to us, because that could take years. It took me years to get out of the shock of it all. It took years for me to come out of the disbelief. Because I just knew I was on my way to heaven. You couldn't tell me the rapture was on my, it was on my tongue. I knew I was on my way somewhere. You know? And then for him to step into my reality and disprove everything that I knew, oh my goodness, it took a long time. I just walked around in a daze, like, I just can't believe I wasted all that time. I can't believe I didn't see this. I just can't believe it. I was strong. I couldn't believe it. So once I got past that, then, like I said, you had to go past the revenge part. You had to get past the, you know, y'all gonna get it part. And you had to get past the anger of that. You know. And you have to ask yourself, you know, where does that leave us? You know, are you spiritually in your prayer life where it should be? You know, do you fast and pray, you know, at times other than just the Day of Atonement? You know, is that humility there? You know, the understanding, all that's what we was asking yesterday. Mm-hmm. On top of the attacks, on top of the going to works and being attacked and not feeling well and in the hospitals and all the stuff, on top of all the other stuff. And when I say many are the afflictions of the righteous, But Yah shall deliver us out of them all. That is the truth. You know, so that's where we were yesterday in terms of asking those real questions. Because we're dealing with evil. We're dealing with evil at every turn. I mean, from the television to the music to everything that we see is evil. Evil has influenced. It's always some weird stuff on TV. Somebody turning into creatures or dissipating into mist, and it's just mess. Everywhere you look, it's just a mess, you know, for real. I don't know if it's ever been worse than this. I don't know. I mean, I've only lived this life that I can remember, but this is just, it's gone to a whole new level. No, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You know, somebody let me know, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because everything I see is evil. You know, you try to watch something on television, somebody sleeping with somebody's husband, it's evil.
Yeah, we definitely in the days of Noah, believe me, for sure, definitely in the days.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what was they doing in the days of Noah?
I mean, it was just all kinds of wickedness going on there.
Yeah.
DNA stuff going on.
Yeah.
Name it was going on.
It's mess. I seen a video. the other day. I didn't even watch it, but it was like, you know, synthetic humans. And I'm like, what in the world? Evil has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Scientists have arrived. If they have arrived, I'm telling you. They are doing all kind of stuff. They have. You know? I was watching, I think it was a program on Amazon Prime TV, and it was a regular series, and this came out in, I want to say, 2018, and in this particular episode, they were on the news talking about a virus that had been released into the atmosphere from Wuhan, China, and that the virus was attacking people's immune system. And I was like, this is the very same thing that's going on now. You know, and it's almost like we're sitting in a prison planet. And I'm like, geez, OP, I mean the same thing. And this was years ago. It's just awful. It's just some serious stuff. And then we have to watch. That's why I don't do a whole lot of politics talking unless it has something to do with current events. But we have to sit back and watch the Gentile nations argue with each other, fight with each other, you know, go through all kind of changes with each other, you know, and just everybody is fighting for that position on top. Everybody's fighting for that position on top. Yeah, when watching the children of this nation volunteer to fight wars that don't have nothing to do with us, they losing their lives in droves, it makes no sense. But these are the Gentile nations fight, and this is what they have to do in the reign that they have, and we have to sit back and watch this. Everybody does. It's ridiculous. I mean, it just really is something to say. It's something to be able to sit back and watch this from a different perspective. You know, it just really is. It's something to sit back and watch this from a different perspective and know pretty much what's going on. Not that we can stop it or anything, but I think that's what gets people to the point where they say, I'm ready to go. You know, this is just too much, you know, and I think that's the hardest part of it all is because when you do know, you can't not know. You have to continue and watch, and you have to continue to be prayerful, and you have to continue to function every day. You really do. You know, and you really, really do. And that is a serious, serious component of what we're dealing with today. It really is. So, it you know, like I said, it's been a lot, you know, but we have to continue. Like I said, we have to continue to hold each other up because it's easy to slip for some people to go back. I don't know why, but it is. It's easy for some people to slip and go back. I don't know how, but they do. No. So my thing is, you know, hold on. Because we're going to get there. Just have faith. You know, believe y'all. Trust y'all. Don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop believing in his word. The same way we quoted that word when we was in Christianity, you quote that word now. Don't stop, because that's where your power is. That's the one thing that he will honor above all. He will honor his word. His word is not going to come back void. You know, just be patient. Have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. And that is the truth. If that was, I see you, Eric Cole 540. If that was never a word truly spoken, that is the truth. Because now we understand what faith is. Now we understand exactly what faith is, and faith is knowing that if you did it for them, I can rest assured you're going to do it for me. That's faith. And I believe that he did it for them. That's why the Most High said, if you can believe it without doubting, it's yours. So when we tell everybody, have faith in Yah. I tell my kids all the time, when you get in a situation and you feel like there's no out, call on Yah. Because that's all we have. Call his name. Yell it up in the atmosphere. Don't be afraid to call it. We ain't have no problem calling Jesus. Call on Yah. Everybody know Jesus now. Everybody from the rooter to the tooth. Jesus, oh my God, all on. Now, the same way it is with Yah and with Yahweh Shah, we call his name, whether they understand it or not. Because he's the only one that's going to help you. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, this morning, well, we went to the store, and there was a young lady that had the name of Aliyah. And we told her about the last three letters of her name, and she was kind of surprised. But you know, we just went on and we just let her know, and I told her, you know, also to go ahead on and just look it up. So hopefully she'll do that. And also
okay.
the faith that we have, the things that we go through. We need to write them down in a remembrance book for ourselves, because sometimes we can get into jams and they seem like, man, it's just no way out. The next thing you know, there's daylight right there. Y'all opening doors. And
yeah.
You just going right on through. So we have to have faith in him. And as far as going there to those churches, don't go back. Like you said, don't go back there. I know they want you back, because they not only do they want the fellowship, but they want your energy as well as your money. And it's not real. It's not real. It's Catholic driven. Every last, like you said, from the rooter to the tooter, it's Catholic driven.
Sure is.
So wake up, baby. Wake up, everybody. Wake up.
Yeah, that's the truth. That is so true. You know, and it's a whole nother deity. It's another deity. It's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and even though the word is being used. And that's the deception of it all. They're using the same word, and they preaching the stories, but it's not the same deity. You know, and that is what I tell my family now. Like, I don't worship that deity. That's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Well, you're worshiping Satan. That's what you're doing. Because he said he wanted to be like the Most High. I mean, if you would have gone on and if people knew that they were worshiping him, they wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm. Brother William, shh, you better not say that too loud. You better not say that too loud.
I'm going to say it as loud as I can. Let
Wait.
Them come.
Man,
let them
man.
Come.
Oh, man, they going to be mad at you. I'm telling you.
I don't care. You can take this from me and then get out of here. Whenever you're ready, I'll take on any Catholic here.
Well, you're talking about the sun god. If they worship in the sun, Sunday.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But y'all better not say that too loud. Y'all better you better whisper that, because, you know, folks get upset. I mean, they really get upset. You better not tell them that what they're doing. I tried. You know, I got a whole family book. And pastors and apostles and prophets and all that. All up in there. Got them all up in there. You know, and everybody jocking for their 15 minutes of fame. Look, You are worshiping Lucifer. You know, and that, oh, they got so mad at me. I mean, they really got mad. That's the part. Let me tell you something. That right there had me walking around in the daze for a long time because I just could not, how slick it was. I just couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. That's why when I tell you when the players get played, because I sure didn't know that. I didn't know that. I just knew what we was doing was right. I did. It was terrible.
You couldn't tell me that Sunday was not the worship day. You really couldn't. I would have fought you like I don't know what.
No.
You couldn't tell me that Jesus was not the one. And when I found out that the name Jesus means earth pig, oh no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So it's like wow.
Yeah. 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 If you could just see the people. I was watching a video yesterday, and I was just looking at all the people in the video, and it was just so many people at this church. I know it had to be like 5,000 or 6,000 people at this church. And this was in 2018, and it was so many people. I mean, when I tell you people back to, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, just I want you to hear. I just want you to hear just for a minute. I want you to hear it for just a minute and tell me what it reminds you of, because a lot of us came from church. I want you to just hear this whole thing, and I just was like, wow. Hold on, here we go.
Your miracle working power to step into everybody's life. Father, we pray and pray that you would open up the door that you want us to walk through. Close the doors you don't want us walking through. Somebody needs a financial blessing, granted. Somebody needs a job. Somebody needs a promotion. Somebody needs their marriage healed. Somebody's praying for their children. Father, whatever the prayer needs, we know that you will incline your ear to our cry. And you're granted in the name of the Lord. And so we pray that you work out miracles, that you resolve it and fix it. And we declare this in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness today. Thank you for your tender mercies, Almighty God. And we give you the glory. Save somebody, reclaim somebody, restore somebody, edify somebody, plant somebody. Let your perfect will be done. Amen.
God is making a way, a change is coming for me. If I stand strong and believe, there's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it out. Why? It's turning around.
Lord, you know, when you understand and to find out Brother William and Brother Uriah, that they worshiping Lucifer, they worshiping the sun god, they're worshiping, man, listen here, I just want to know, go ahead, I see your area code 314, I'm coming, how y'all feel about that? I mean, just to hear that and understand, we came out of that.
Well, I was hating, I mean, when you find out the truth about it all, and right now you listen to it, to me, it actually makes me sick now to even hear that mood, that type of music. It makes me really sick.
I feel the same way. I cannot stand it. It pisses me off to no end.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they use emotion, and they get to try to pull on your heartstrings. And it's crazy. And they never say his name.
Nope.
They never say Yahshua's name. They never
nope.
say hallelujah.
Nope.
It's like, you know, you're trying to go ahead and steal people away. But, you know, but we were born into this stuff.
Yes, we were.
And,
yes, we were.
You know, when you grow up from knee high to a frog, I mean, this is what you're taught. So when you hear something that's different, well, of course your shields are gonna automatically snap on. You're not going to believe it at first. That's why they hid all those books from us. That's why they don't want us reading those books. That's why the books they used to cost really cheap. Now you're talking they're costing in the thousands.
Sure do. You better believe that.
They sure do. I bought a book when I first awakened around 2015. I bought a book called The Bible Law. I went online a couple of weeks ago. That book is over $1,000 now. It was just amazing. It blew me away. I only paid like $25 for the book.
Yeah,
I said, wow. They do everything to keep us from doing the right thing for the Most High. Everything.
They
want to
keep us asleep. They want to keep us asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like Brother said, they never say a name. They always say God. They always say Lord. They never give a name to who they're talking about. And then when you ask, who is that? What are you talking about? And then they'll say, Jesus. Okay, well, who is that? Because it can't be the one who you profess to read about in the book, because if it was, you would be doing the things that he did. So who are you worshiping? For you all who wasn't raised in the church, this is the stuff we're talking about. What we just played and the feeling that you probably felt or what you heard was the way that they used the spirituality that we was talking about earlier to keep you attached to that stuff. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 314.
Before you do, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
You guys know what Promise Keepers are, or who are they, or who were they, brother? Well, I went to my first Promise Keepers back in the 90s, and it was in L.A. Now, you know about L.A. with the gangs, you know, all that stuff in there, right? The biker gangs. I'm telling you, they had 72,000 people at that L.A. Coliseum.
Mm.
Not one cigarette, not one dope. As far as, you know, marijuana being passed around, no alcohol, no nothing, no violence, no nothing. And guess who was also on top of the whole thing? The
who?
Catholic Church. Catholic Church?
I bet.
But it had you to believe, though, that Jesus was right there.
I bet. He was.
Mm-hmm.
He was right there. He was.
And what you saw on that right there, that's exactly what they were doing. They were playing music to make you cry, to make you want to just, you know, ball out and stuff like that. It was, oh, boy. Mm.
The manipulation.
I serve a strong Elohim.
Yes. Yes, we do. You better say that again. Eric,
call 314.
Your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Bianchi. How's Jehovah Project members doing today?
Oh, my God, Bianchi, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you in a long time. What you been up to?
Well, I've been trying to continue living, working with my grandson, getting him settled, so on. He's doing very well, coming out of college, going into other things. But I just wanted to say this. I know what you're saying. You know I know what you're saying. But you're fighting an uphill battle. And let me tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
You got 9 million blacks in Church of God in Christ in this country.
Yes.
You got 907,000 black Southern Baptists. And the National Baptist has 7.5 million with 31,000 congregations.
Okay.
Why don't you just leave them people alone? Your hair going to turn like Moses.
Ooh, I know. You know what? Let me say this. If I could leave them alone, I wouldn't. Let me tell you why I can't. Let me tell you why I can't leave them alone. I'm gonna tell you why I can't leave them alone. I'm gonna give it to you, the best way that I can, and the reason why I can't leave them alone is because the Most High won't let me leave them alone. He won't let me leave them alone. And I said that earlier. And I don't know whether you were on here or not, but I said that earlier when we were talking, you know, about the spirituality and the things that we have had to go through coming out of this, and that sometimes we want to not say nothing. But we can't not say nothing. You know why? I'm going to read something to you real quick. And I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad to hear your voice. But I'm going to tell you why we can't leave him alone. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Watch what he tells us to do. He says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. That's why we can't leave him alone. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. He said, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. We can't not tell him. We have to tell him.
All right, well, I tell you this.
To tell them, Bianchi, we got to tell them. We got to tell them whether they hear or whether they forbear. We got to shout it from the rooftop. Now, whether it germinates or whether it sticks, you know, and they accept it, one waters, one plants, and y'all get an increase. But we got to tell them.
All right, I tell you this. You got a cell phone, right?
I do.
Well, you better do a whole lot of selfies to show now and later, so you can remember what you used to look like. I'm gonna let y'all go with that. I see you.
It's nice to hear your voice. Real talk. We gotta tell them. We can't not tell them. We gotta tell them. You know, and that's it. Why I don't leave them people alone, because those are y'all's people. We gotta tell them. We can't.
I think in the book of Isaiah, tells us to cry out aloud and let our people know about their transgressions too. Shout aloud.
Yes. Cry loud, fair not. And guess
right.
what? Sometimes we beat up and we get exhausted and we end up in the hospital and we done did and pushed and did and done. And guess what? The Most High will rejuvenate us. And guess what he'll do? He'll tell you, get back out there because we ain't finished yet. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah shall deliver us out of them all. We got to tell them.
And think about the prophets. They had to tell, like Jeremiah, where he had fire in his bones. He had to get it out.
Oh.
Yeah, had to tell them.
Poor Jeremiah. Jeremiah got done so bad. You know, but at the end of it, he spared his life. He did. He spared him. No. The prophets have always been the ones who got the grunt end of the stick because man didn't want to believe them. man refused to believe that what we was telling them was true. Because like we said earlier, nobody wants to give up their normal. They don't want a new normal. They want to live the life that they want to live because it fits. You know, as long as I can go to church and hear that, and everything is normal and I can do what I want to do, I'm good. I done had my cry. I done shouted for Jesus. I done ran up and down the pool pit and put my money in. I'm good. But when we tell them, you that's not going to work. That's not, that ain't it. Nobody want to hear it. They like, listen, that's sincere. Eric code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to say that we got to tell them because it feels like their blood is on our hands, because when the wrath of the Most High comes down, they going to look at us and say, well, why didn't y'all tell us? And that's why I feel compelled when the time or the opportunity is right, I feel compelled to tell them. And I can tell you that the ones that I have told are usually young Hebrew men, and in most cases they will say, I knew something was off.
Yep.
And it's like,
yep,
when you turn on that light bulb, it's like all of a sudden you bring them what the Most High wanted you to bring them so that they can turn. And that way we know that they had this opportunity, and I don't know, I feel like we're like going out into the harvest to reap the harvest. And so I just feel that it is our duty to tell them. And when you were playing the music and everything, what goes on in church and everything, it is a lot of emotionalism that they play off of. And it doesn't matter whether the church is black or white, they will usually have black somewhere in the choir, because they know that we are moved by the music and all that takes place during that. And it usually they play all that, or they have the choir sing right before taking the offering, right before asking for money. So it's all built on emotionalism. Hallelujah.
That's called the ley lines.
That's true. That's true. And that's what Lucifer did. He used music. And he's using what he does best today to manipulate the people today, whether it's Christian music, secular music, whatever kind of music he chooses to use, he uses it to get what he needs to get done.
Yep. And the secular community is telling our young people everything that they can possibly imagine, especially all this wicked stuff that's going on. They are telling them, and they're being bold and promoting whatever agenda they have. So how dare anyone try to silence us? It's like, because the world, the evil and Satan is after our people. And so if they're telling them their wickedness, then we're going to tell them about who the Most High is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you like, what he said, look in the mirror at yourself, because you're going to be able to tell the difference. You know what, I have to tell him, I've been doing this for a minute. I look better than I did when I started. You know, it just is what it is. I mean, you know, we got to be able to keep it together, because Yah is in control. And have we been afflicted? Absolutely. Have we been attacked? You better believe it. But at the end of the day, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yah shall deliver us out of them all. And you're gonna pick that cross up, and you're going to go tell what you need to tell and do what you need to do and be obedient. You can't sit on the sidelines over here. That ain't allowed.
Right. And everything you see, everything on TV is about their agenda and what they're telling us. And so they're not going to silence me.
Nope.
We're like a voice crying in the wilderness, but we're going to cry out.
That's right. And no matter what, you know, like you said, it is a voice. You know, we may not have the platform of the media. We may not even have the platform of social media, even YouTube, because they have a way to bury our YouTube videos, but you got to struggle to find them. They got a way to close down social media sites and all kind of stuff. But the one thing they can't stop is word of mouth. We can still tell them that Yah is the Elohim of Israel, of the children of Israel. And as long as you got a mouth, you got a platform. You got one. You better use it.
And also, Yah owns the electronics.
Yes, he does. He
owns everything. So he's the one that will allow and disallow things to happen.
Yes. And if you understand the scientific community, They done took over. They think they God now. It's like, when did all this happen? The scientific community has taken the place of the Elohim. They think they God.
Well, form a planet. Form a solar system. Form the universe. Then I'll go ahead and talk to you.
Okay. Okay. It don't matter how many people is in the Church of God in Christ. It don't matter how many people is in the Baptist Convention. It don't matter how many people is in the PCAF, the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. It don't matter how many people is in the PAW. It don't matter what it look like, you still worshiping Lucifer. If you're worshiping on Sunday, you're worshiping the sun god, and that is not the Elohim of that Bible, even though you preaching out. It don't matter. It ain't what I always tell everybody. It ain't never in the numbers. It ain't never in the numbers. We don't get intimidated by the numbers. It ain't never in the numbers.
Yeah, and I believe the Most High is just during this time has waking some of us up to share that information, to let people know who He is and who we are. So it was a purpose why we're waking up at this time.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. No, and everybody thinks, you know, because they got all these people, that's only because Yah has allowed them to have these people. That's only because Yah has allowed them to do what they was doing. But guess what? It's time out for that now, because His name is ringing out in the earth. His name is the name that everybody's talking about. It ain't nobody calling on Jesus. We calling on Yah and Yahawashah or Yahshua, however you want to pronounce it. His name ringing out now, and that's where the problem comes in at.
Hallelujah, Jaina. Hallelujah.
No, they on the street corner hollering, Yah. Yah is this, and Yah is that. Yah. Hallelujah. Everybody calling on Yah. People keeping the Sabbath,
How can they know? How can they know unless we tell them? Because they've been locked into that. They've been brainwashed by all this, just like we were. I'm sure I was on my mother's lap when she was in church and all the noise was going on from all the songs and testimonies. But we were brought up in it. So when you're brought up in a certain indoctrination, you can't decipher unless the Most High brings someone or have you realize. And that's a divine thing right there, to have you know that what you're doing isn't right. And so that could come through the voice of a person, or it divinely come from the Most High. But one way or another, we have to do His work.
Yes, absolutely. And who better to do it than the children of Israel, His own children? And we got to let them know we ain't went nowhere. We here. He's waking up His children. No matter how big the place is, you going to look at that. If I look like I'm old and gray, I'm going to still be calling on Yah. Yah is the Elohim of Israel. Yah is the God of that Bible. He is the Elohim of that Bible. Mm-mm. We got to tell him. If you don't tell him, what did he tell you? He said, if you don't warn him, his blood going to be on your hands. But if you warn him and he still do it, guess what's going to happen? You have washed yourself clean. You don't owe him nothing. You can't tell him nothing. But you got to tell him.
Because when he splits the sky, when he comes, they going to know anyway. When they see him, they going to look at us like, well, this ain't Jesus. And what we're going to tell, we know.
Right, we tried to tell you. You know, that's the truth. We got to tell you anyway. It don't matter what you know what I'm saying. And it looks like that's the problem, though. You know what it is, y'all? It's all of what we just heard. Here we are. We're standing. We're little black people from all walks of life. Some of us are well-to-do, and some is ordinary, and some of us ain't got nothing. But we stand flat-footed with what we believe. We're wearing our ZZs. We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments. We're keeping the high holy days. We're worshiping our Elohim in the land of our captivity. And then we come up against what you just heard. It won't always be like this. You know, and then all of the, all that, we come up against all that. And they look at us like, how come, how you going to tell all these people? You see all these people? That's what he was just saying. All these people is, look at all them people, and it's just y'all over there in the corner. How do you think that's going to work? Do you think that they're going to believe what you say? There's no band behind you. There's no choir singing behind you. But look at all that over there. They got bands and choir robes and organs and trumpets and the pastor and the pulpit. And you telling us that what we doing is wrong. But I came to tell you today. I want you to listen to me very carefully. I got a secret. I got to tell you a secret. Now, make sure that you don't tell nobody, but this is a secret. And I'm going to tell you what I've learned, that that's exactly how our Elohim works. It ain't never in the bands and the hoopla and the circus attraction. It ain't never in that. It's always in that small group of people that he uses to do what he needs to get done. Ain't never in all the hoopla and the hopla and the huck of Mashanda. It ain't never in that. We've been doing that for 40 years. It's always in that small group. It's always. It's always in that small group. Yes, it's always there. I want to read something to you to prove it. Judges chapter 7, it's only a few verses. It says, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. And the Most High said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ends of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. So Gideon had 10,000 people that wasn't scared. They stayed. Watch what happened. And the Most High said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. He said, I don't need all them folks. He said, I don't need all them folks. Them is too many. He said, bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whom soever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. He said, bring them on down. I'm going to thin it out just a little bit. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody look at these groups and these churches and all these big old folks and choirs and all. The Most High said, that ain't what I need. Watch what he said. He said, so he brought the people down unto the water, and the Most High said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lappeth, putting their hands to their mouth, with 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Most High said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. The Most High don't need nobody. He said, send all them 10,000 folks, bring them down there so we can, guess what he kept? 300. He kept 300. So guess what? 9,700 of them went back home. He only need a few good men. He need, and women. He need a few good men and women. He knows who got the heart to go through this. So I'm glad Bianchi said what he said when he said, leave them folk alone. We can't leave them alone. We got to do what we got to do. And we just the poor little old folks over in the corner with the ZZs hanging off our clothes, with the women's hair tied up and the men standing with the Bible in their hand trying to let them know that Yah is the true and living Elohim. We just them people. And we done shook up the whole earth. It ain't never in the numbers. It's never in the numbers. We gonna get it one day. It's never in the numbers. You're going to understand it. Hold on. Area code 478. Your mic is open and you are on the air. Hallelujah.
Shalom. Shalom.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say I'm enjoying class. I had to pull all this stuff off. Shalom.
All right, Brother Yerah Shalom. We praying for you. All praises be to the Most High. Yes, sir. Just hang in there. We got you. Matter of fact, we're going to pray right now. Brother William, you want to lead the prayer? Praise Yah.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the great physician. You're a great healer. You know the body much better than any scientist, any doctor, anyone here on this planet, because you were the one who created it. We just ask that you would just heal our brother, strengthen him, not only physically, but also strengthen him spiritually, Father. Let him give you praise. Let him go out there and tell others about how good you are. Let him go out there and tell his family especially that they, those who have not bend the knee, bend the knee and look up for their redemption, for their Redeemer is near. Oh, Father, it's good to hear his voice. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Continue, Father, to strengthen him. Continue, Father, also to strengthen his wife and his family, and that they have nothing to worry about because you are the great physician. And, Father, we know that you will heal him. We trust you. That's all there is to it. We just trust you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Yeshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Get well, brother. Raise those shields.
Get well, brother. Get well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You get well. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his name. Prayer changes things. You know, we believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother William, for that prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. You know. Ooh-wee. It's going to be all right. You know, that's when you know it's going to be all right. Just call his name. You know. Yes. Call his name. Call his hallelujah. Ooh, glory. But that's what he needs. Just he chose 300 out of 10,000. 300. 9,700 of them went home. I don't need all them folks. There's too many folks. I don't need all them folks. I just need a few that can do what I tell them to do. If you can be obedient, he'll show you. Just be obedient. If you know you've been obedient and you've done what he's told you to do and you have kept his word, his law, statutes, and his commandments, he said there's no good thing I withhold from you if you walk upright before. That's the word. He said there's no good thing I withhold from you if you walk upright before me. That's what he said. No matter what it looked like, just hold on and call his name. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Yes, indeed. But yeah, that's why we have to continue. You know, because when one of the soldiers go down, somebody got to step in his place. you know, and we cover him while he's down and call on the Most High while until he get better. And some we step up. That's what happens when we a nation. We step up. That's what we do. You know, all praises be to the Most High Yah, the Elohim of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Woo! Yes, sir.
Can you imagine what would have happened if Dawid would have said, "This is too big. We can't conquer this."
Yeah.
So
he did.
Yeah, we may be at a David and Goliath moment, but we can take it. With the Most High, we are more powerful than any army or any number of people. The Most High fights for His people, and He'll deliver us. There's only going to be a remnant that's going to make it anyway, but it's our responsibility to give this truth to whoever will listen.
Yes, hallelujah. Y'all don't forget to pray for me. Pray for me. Keep me in your prayers. I'm telling you. Woo! I want to see this thing to the end. If the Most High allowed me, I want to see it to the end. I got to see this thing to the end. I want to see y'all show up and do what he do. The things that I could tell you right now, he just won't let me tell you, but if the things that I could tell you, the power, the Lord have mercy, that's all I can say. It's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be here. It is, to see this at such a time as this. You know, the building of a nation. Can a nation be born today? Woo! Merciful me. And they're all the leaders of the Gentile nations and stuff. When we started talking about we was a nation, they got on television. The president at the time had the nerve to say, y'all ain't no nation. And you just don't know the subliminal messages that they sent through the television when we said, oh, yeah, we a nation. We are definitely a nation. We a nation in exile, but we a nation nevertheless. We're his people. And no matter what you show about Israel, it don't matter what Netanyahu and them do, it don't matter. We don't even pay them folks no attention because they got to do what they've been called to do. But for the children of Israel, we are claiming our Elohim and we are living the life that we do, that we supposed to. Therefore, if you keep these laws, you shall live in them. That's what he said. That's what he said.
And, Sister Yah, you know, wasn't it, I think it was either Elijah or Elisha, I forget which one, that had the servant Gehazi, and the servant was looking out because he saw an army of people coming after, and he asked the Most High to open his eyes, and when he opened his eyes, he saw what they were dealing with. The Most High army is far greater than any army.
Yes, he did. He said, open his eyes so he can see, that he may see. So this was a spiritual army. This is 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. They were surrounded, and they were being surrounded by the armies. Can you imagine in that day and time, helicopters and today's time, helicopters and snipers and all kind of police vehicles and SWAT, and everybody surrounded him. And he went out and seen it and went back in and got Elisha. He said, oh, the city is surrounded, is full of folk. What are we going to do? And Elisha got up and he went outside. He said, Yah, open up his eyes so he can see. And from a spiritual standpoint, he said, if there was nothing but fiery chariots and horses all up on the backside of the mountain in a dimension that nobody else could see, the Most High has sent his spiritual army to fight against a natural army for two of his people. For two people.
Wow. How about the one angel that smited 185,000 troops?
Yes!
One angel. In one night.
One night.
Mm-hmm. I like that word, smite.
Yes, he did. He killed 185,000 people. That's in 1 Chronicles 21:15.
One angel.
Mm-hmm. Killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. Yes, he did.
anything too hard for you? No.
Ooh, you better, girl. Don't you start now. You're going to have me over here shouting. Now, that's one thing I do still remember from the church. I can cut a step here now. Hallelujah. Yes, I can.
There you go.
Yes, I can. Hallelujah.
And that's what we have to remember at all times.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing.
I'm here.
He got you. Brother Yerushalayim, he got you. You just hold on. He got you. He going to do his thing. You know, yes, he is. He going to make a way out of no way. You know, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. They do. And if those people over in the Christian church can use our scriptures, and then we can use our own scriptures and have the power that y'all told us we supposed to have.
Thank you.
Can. They quoting them every day with the wrong Elohim, so we know we can use them. Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High Yah. That is the Elohim that we serve. What an Elohim we serve. Woo! Yes.
He's mighty.
Leviticus 18:5, what the Most High tell him to do. He said, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Most High. That's what he said. He shall live in them.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's a promise. That is a promise. We have an Elohim that's next to none. Yes, hallelujah. Area code 972, your mic is open. You're on the air. Hallelujah. 972, your mic is open.
Yeah, I was listening to the brother, and he was naming off all the different churches and the number of people that were in the churches. And then you said, can a nation be born in one day? And I'm thinking there's a verse that says something about them being hidden away in the prison houses. And I'm thinking they're off in these churches. All you need is for them. Just that understanding, everybody in mass can become that nation that is visible. So I look at this as like a holding. Because I see people who are hungry. They want the truth. And they're saying, we want deliverance. They think they only have deliverance in small part. Deliver me from the immediate need that I have. But inside, it's like, is this all there is? I want to be free of all this. But know what they're asking for. But the Most High knows, and he knows his people. And he says, can a nation be born in a day? Absolutely. And we're looking at the nation, and he's identifying where they are. We can look around and see where they are. When he comes, I don't think people will be sitting, is that him? They'll know, wait a minute, I know who I'm looking at, and I know what I've been longing for all this time. And he says, I've had you in a place prepared for my return. So when you said that, I thought, I understand that. Can a nation be born in a day? And the brother was naming off all the thousands of people, the different denominations. There it is right there.
Eddie, ain't that a nation, sis? Ain't that a nation, sis? Listen here, he don't even know what he was doing. He just was proclaiming in the earth, all them people belong to Yah. The scripture that she said about hidden away in prison houses, Isaiah 42:22. It said, this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snares and holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for prey and none deliver. For spoil and none save restore. The Most High said, I'm coming to get my people. All this rapture stuff, and we going to rapture up out of here, and all the malarkey they talking about, it ain't for this time here. The next thing that's going to happen is the Israelite children are going to be taken out of the land of their captivities and taken to a place of safety. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. What a show. Hallelujah. Yes, that's a nation. 9 million, 9,500,000, 2.7 million. Oh, he just went to clocking them up. Don't even know the nation is being born in a day. Woo! The power of the Most High Yah, the Elohim of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel is his name. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. Well, guess what? We are the children of Israel and his name is Israel. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. What did the football player say? Something about the hunters and gatherers have gone out.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And we are right there at the door. We ain't scared of their numbers. Excuse my grammar.
Nope.
It doesn't intimidate us about it because we know the power of the Most High.
Yes. We're going to be like Elijah when he came up against the prophets of Baal. He said, if your God be God, let him answer by fire. But if our God be God, yes, indeed, that's what it's coming down to, sis. And it could be a billion of them on that side, but all he needs is a few good men. That's all he needs. He said, I don't need all them. You got 10,000 men with you. I don't need all that. Oh, that's too many. I don't want the Israelites, the children of Israel to think that they did it on their own. Send 9,700 of them folks home. I'm going to do it with 300 men. So that it seems utterly impossible. He could have did it by himself, but he used men so that men would know that it ain't no way we did this on our own. It ain't no way. It ain't no way it came up to this all by. We couldn't have did this on our own. It had to be. And we've all been in those situations where they said, how did you do that? I don't even know. When I look back on it now, I don't even know how I did it. But it couldn't have been nobody but the Most High Yah. I don't even know. I can't even say Yah happened. I don't know.
No, not about the numbers. It's about his power.
His power. It ain't never in the numbers. That's why I tell them, I'm looking at all them numbers. This camp's bigger than us, and it don't make no difference. Everybody has a part to play. It ain't never in the numbers. He used Moshe and Aaron to go up against the whole kingdom of Egypt. Two men. Two. Can you imagine how him and his brother felt when they was walking out of Egypt and had a million people behind them? Look at here. You know that wasn't nobody but Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. I said, don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. This is the time when we set it out. We do what we got to do. Keep praying and you keep fasting and you keep doing what we normally do. Don't give Lucifer more spiritual time than you give Yah. You know what you used to do in church. We ought to be doubling down like, okay, we need to be right now. You know, we denounce sickness. Sickness is of the enemy. We denounce it right now. We do. We curse it at the root and send it back to the pits of hell where it came from. All this old mess, all this stuff they pumping in the air and in the food. And, honey, you better pray over your food. You better. These are mad scientists. Anytime you genetically modify stuff, you are mad scientists. Because y'all don't need you to help him do nothing. You know, all he need is a few. He don't need no whole bunch of folks. We going to get there, though. We going to make it there. You know, we got to crawl. We going to make it. We going to get there one way or the other. All this old stuff. It's like, we going to get out of this. But in the meantime, somebody got to stand up. Like somebody said, Dawid showed up. When Goliath was standing out there ready to take, somebody got to show up. and what the Most High tell you in Judges 7. If they scared and they fearful, send them home. You scared, go home. We don't need you shaking at the boots. Y'all don't, you know, they said stuff going to happen on such and such a day. They don't run time. Y'all can shut it. He can shut time down and make it stand still. That don't mean nothing. Y'all better not go up there. You don't know. Please, if you scared, you go home. That's what the Most High told him. He told Gibeon, take them, tell them to go home if they scared and fearful. We ain't got time for that. We ain't even dealing with that. Because I haven't given you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Let's do this. Mm-mm. Woo, glory, hallelujah, praise the mighty God. Well, you know what, you guys? I think we have come to the end of our show, and what a show it has been. It never fails when the people of Israel get together and start to talk about their Elohim. All we can do is say hallelujah, hallelujah. We waiting on you, y'all. Your children are waiting on you to show up. We need you to show up in a way that you have never showed up before. We waiting on you. We like little kids sitting by the window looking out and we waiting on you. We waiting on you to show up. Make your presence known. You already got your host of heaven is here and they protecting us and we thank you for that, but we waiting on you to show up. And the world is scared to death that you're going to show up, but that's all right. And we call on you. He said, I listen because we the apple of your eye. We're the people that you chose. And we your chosen people, and we love you. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. All right, you guys, guess what? We're going to end the show today, and I hope you guys have enjoyed it the way that I did, you know, and the information and the scriptures that we got and all the things. Like I said, if they can use our scriptures to preach over that pulpit and they worshiping the sun God on Sunday, we definitely have power with those scriptures to call on our Elohim because we know who we serve. And on that note, thank you. We getting together. Don't forget now, we come together Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. on the call. On the class line, and the number is 518-992, I think it's 1014, and we're going, this is our last High Holy Day for the season, this is our 8-day fast, and we'll be, our 8-day feast, and we're going to be on there, we no cooking, no selling, no buying or anything, so do all that now, and we're going to have our men's class and our women's class, we're going to resume our normal schedule next week. And you all have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you. Shalom, everyone. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.